Poddo.
People who spend their lives spying and telling lies are like mental patients. It's a form of flight from reality. And they're not answerable, and they know they're not. There's no reason for them not to overreact.
In this scene from the 1986 film The Whistleblower, an honest Joe, played by Michael Caine, is tipped off about a shadowy figure who might have been involved in the death of his son, played by Nigel Havers, who I'd always thought was about the same age as Sir Michael.
Well, I'd better get on and find this Mr. X. There can't be that many dirty tricks men living in retirement in East Grinstead.
The Whistleblower, which is not available via any of the major streaming providers and which I had to acquire through the investigative journalism technique known as bidding for a DVD on eBay, exposed the British public to a different sort of spying. From the shoot first, question later swashbuckling of James Bond, it showed a seedy world where nothing was secret and truth and lies were pitched in perpetual battle, where your every phone call might be overheard. A world that, over the next 30 years, would bloom and metastasize in equal measure until it became the surveillance state we know today. This is the story of how a new spying came about. It is a story of good and evil, and the men and women who inhabit the grey space in between. This is The Town That Knew Too Much.
The fact that GCHQ even existed, I think, before crime was not much talked about or publicised.
I just wish I could remember the 80s better. They went in such a days of chaos and abseiling and jumping in that helicopters.
We had this little silly code and he texted me, the Guinness is good.
So he was bled and purged and blistered, and they had a contraption which George himself nicknamed the coronation chair, where they would strap him into it.
If it is a video game, it is the worst, because you cannot derive any enjoyment from it.
It was there in Lecampton where I had my first sense of some kind of natural wonder in the form of this thing called the Devil's Chimney.
He ends up in London, of all places. He ends up hanging from Blackfriars Bridge. So an ignoble ending to a rather unusual story.
You know, it did, I'm sure, have cut around 2 years off the length of the war.
He was a sort of loner. At the trial, it was said that on one occasion he passed over 500 sensitive top secret documents.
There's something about this obsession that is not quite right, that we would not want our daughters to have this like young man like lingering around them the way he was lingering around Alice.
GCHQ had succeeded in turning itself into a world-class, world-beating digital intelligence agency.